Welcome back to Rural Queensland Today on the Resonate Broadcast Network. Let's start with new Agforce cattle president Peter Hall, who has just recently taken over the role from Will Wilson. He is now the leader of the cattle industry for Agforce. He's very well known and a Cloncurry grazier, and he joins us this morning. Peter, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us. And congratulations. I mean, it's a big job, and one that obviously that you feel strongly and passionately about, that you want to make a difference, hence putting your hand up to take on this role.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, certainly I look forward to the role. I've come in on a pretty easy ride, I believe. Will has left the cattle board running in a pretty efficient manner, and it should be reasonably easy to step in and pick up the reins where he's left off.
Yeah, he did a great job, Will Wilson, and we've had him on the show many times. But there's so much, not uncertainty, but so much, I suppose, you know, challenging issues abroad, locally, that we have no control of, but one that obviously that you are obviously going to oversee. First being that the key priority is supporting Cattle Australia and the transition from the Cattle Council of Australia across. Now, the voting, the people have nominated, and voting closes on December 5, and it'll be a pretty historic day in Brisbane on December 12, because that's when it gets announced. But I suppose being the Agforce cattle president, getting in behind this board, making sure that, you know, they have the full support from Agforce is one of the key priorities.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, as you probably know as well as anyone, for an effective state organisation operate, we've got to be operating very effectively at the national level, and that's why we're pinning a lot of hopes on Cattle Australia becoming a more recognised entity representing the beef producers of Australia.
Yep.
And being able to kick a few more milestones, and that's why Agforce is encouraging many producers, not just Agforce members, but any beef producers in Queensland. We're encouraging them to sign up, because without an effective national body, you know, it makes our job pretty tough here at the state level. There's so much happens at that national level that, you know, that just really impinges back on what goes on here in Queensland. So one works hand in hand, and our role going forward obviously will be to work with the new Cattle Australia board and work out how best we can interact with each other to make things happen for the betterment of the beef industry.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that you know, there is some challenges in that the national body needs to have a seat at the table, and that needs to be a show of strength. And if the state-based advocacy group can support, you know, this national body, and that they can honestly have a conversation with the right people, well, it can be the powerhouse that we all hope it can be. Because, I mean, we all know what it generates. We all know the money out of agriculture, and especially out of beef, what is generated, you know, for the economy. So we should have a say. We should be able to have some input into some of the decision-makings. And we have got some massive challenges at the moment.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges, Ben, is just trying to get beef producers to become more aware and more evolved and become part of something, just so that we can demonstrate we are a united industry in Australia.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know the exact number of beef producers, but there's probably 140,000 plus people in Australia that produce from one animal through to multiple animals, and it would be good if we could even get half them as part of a voice for Australia, because that would have some real impact. And at the moment, when we have so few people willing to be part of anything, when someone like the federal government comes to us, and although Murray Watt has indicated that methane is not on the agenda with agriculture, who knows what may happen with successive governments. So I can only urge everyone that, you know, We need to join to this organisation so that we actually can become a powerhouse that the federal government has to listen to.
Yeah, and that's, I think, everybody's hope for it. I really do. And look, I will say again that voting has begun, and people have an opportunity to make some hard decisions on who they believe. And there is an amazing lot of candidates who have nominated. It is a very, 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 I suppose, to me, what it shows is that it's a very, it's going to be a good board because of the strength of the people that have put their hand up to be a part of this initial board, which is really important. Can I talk about you talked about the methane reduction pledges. I mean, I know Murray Watt can say that, but we've seen in that government that, you know, the environmental minister at the present moment is saying completely different to what the Prime Minister is saying. And no disrespect to Murray Watt, who has done, in my opinion, a really, really honourable job so far in that seat and got to understand, you know, the challenges. He's implemented some stuff and he's listened. But I don't share the same beliefs and trust in that government at the moment. So these pledges that, you know, that are coming out and they're saying they're not going to touch, that is a huge, huge challenge for us to try and control the mob, which I call a small little sector in the southeast pocket of Australia.
Yeah, I think Murray's certainly is a man of principle.
Yep.
And I mean, he's given very strong support to the fact that agriculture should not be the target in any of these reduction strategies going forward. I mean, it's been well known for quite some time now that agriculture has been the easy one to roll over anytime we seek reductions. Well, I think with Murray's support and with most of agriculture becoming fully aware of the fact that, you know, there are other industries in this country that need to actually front up and start doing their bit in the whole methane carbon reduction process. So, I mean, all we can do is keep collecting the data and keep holding people to their word. And I mean, I'm certainly very supportive of Murray and what he said there.
I'm agreeing. I agree with you. Yep.
But all we can do, I mean, we can't be complacent about it. We have to become part of whatever there is around Australia, start collecting more data to verify what we're doing is the correct and right thing to be doing to be looking after our environment.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, isn't it? Making sure that everybody is aware just of, you know, we have to look after the environment, but it's not just the agricultural industry that is going to bore the brunt. There is other industry sectors that, you know, for whatever reason, unions and the politics of government haven't been in the headlights like agriculture has.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, all we can do is keep on doing what we are doing and encourage more people to become part of different systems and keep collecting the data so we can defend what we believe is right. I mean, there's great work going on with different things like the Australian Beef Sustainability Framework. It's doing some great work. And then we're also doing some pretty reasonable work here behind the scenes in Queensland to be underpinning data collection. So I think as long as we can stick to the scientific side of things and keep presenting those as facts and then through that then try and make other industries more accountable for what they're coming forth with in this whole debate. I mean, the problem with it is a lot of it is so unknown. We're learning as we go in this space, and all we can do is just keep collecting information, keep operating on the scientific basis and keep digging our toes in.
Yeah, you're dead right. Mate, what else do you want to try and do? I mean, you don't want to come in here. Your ship's been steered pretty well with Will. What else are you looking at to try and get a grasp on it and try and make sure that it's going the right way, Pete, in the early stint?
Oh, there's a multitude of things, but there's a few important things we've probably got to ensure that we keep working with and keep on track with. And I mean, the big one obviously at the moment is the FMD and LSD preparedness activities going on for Northern Australia and underpinning the work going on in Indonesia. And I mean there's a bit of a saying getting around, be alert but don't be alarmed. Well, we need to get more producers in Australia alert to the fact that we have to upgrade everything in our enterprises along the biosecurity front and become more aware of what we need to do and get more people, you know, ready to respond. More people trained, I should say, ready to respond if needs be. But as we keep saying, if we are unlucky enough to get this incursion, the quicker we get on it, the quicker we'll get trading again. So that's why it's so urgent that people get up to speed and get some training and make sure everything is up to date on their property.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That to me is the big thing, and one that everybody obviously is aware of and is obviously making sure that we are right up to speed with and they know about it. Hey, Pete, great to talk. We're going to have you a regular on this show, so thank you so much. Congratulations on the role. It's obviously a huge, huge lift to be able to go and give up your time to do something in the agricultural industry like this. It takes you away from your main enterprise, which is your property, and obviously that comes at a sacrifice as well. So we appreciate it, and thanks so much for being with us this morning on Rural Queensland Today.
Very good. Thanks, Ben. Anytime.
Good on you. Peter Hall, new AgForce cattle president, and he joins us this morning on Rural Queensland Today. We'll take a break, come back with more.